Hi, everyone. Welcome to Packers Unscripted from Packers.com. I'm Mike Spofford, sitting next to Wes Hodkowitz. We're coming to you here from our studios at Lambeau Field. And Wes, training camp is officially underway. The Packers have hit the practice field at Reinicke Field here late in the week as training camp opens. And your initial impressions of how things are getting started?
Well, first off, it feels good to be back. I mean, I think
most definitely
the first practice on Thursday, you see over 2,000 people packed into the stands, the bike kids, just the whole nature of it. It's always such an exciting time. And again, we'll get a chance to see that on Saturday when we have our first padded practice. I'm guessing that'll be insane too. But this is a big time of the year for everybody. And I think it's also that realization that football's right around the corner. You look at this football team, the 90-man roster that Ted Thompson has assembled with his personnel department. There's competition everywhere. And really, when you look at a training camp, when you look at that type of preseason environment, that's exactly what you need. So the Packers, I think they feel good about where they're sitting right now. Incredibly healthy to start this thing off with, and you know, have some big expectations for this season.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers talked a little bit about that at his locker after the first practice on Thursday morning. He said, hey, this is an exciting time. There's a lot of unknowns. You don't know how the offense, the defense, the special teams are going to come together. Obviously, the biggest unknown is you don't know where this season is headed. There's a lot of work to be done. This next month, the training camp, the family night practice, the four preseason games, all of that is a lot of work in preparation. And it's even condensed in some ways more than in the past because there aren't as many practices. There aren't the two-a-days that there were a decade ago or more. So things are really condensed into a short time frame in terms of the amount of time on the practice field to get ready for these 16 regular season games and hopefully more than that in January. But Rodgers talked about it that this is where it starts. This is where it starts to come together, and the leadership of the team will start to form.
Yeah, the two things I took out of when Rodgers spoke to the media on Thursday for the first time in camp. One, I mean, there is that old adage of, I mean, you have to make hay while the sun is still shining. these practices, you only get so many of them now. I think it's somewhere around 20 in that new CBA environment. So whether it is the shells practices, whether it is the actual padded practice, all of those have a lot of value to this team and to this offense, and especially for Rodgers. How many times, Mike, have we heard him say over the years in August, these are the most critical snaps for him before the regular season, being able to get that timing down. He has two new weapons in Martellus Bennett and in Lance Kendricks. He has new guys he has to get used to in the backfield with him, with this new group of rookies and now Ty Montgomery being a full-time running back. This is really a unique opportunity. And the other side of it, too, that I just want to touch on is the fact from Rodgers' perspective, it is interesting to think that this is number 13 for him now in terms of a training camp. So, wow. I mean, he's been down the road, but at the same time, you can't take for granted what happened last season. You can't just assume, okay, well, we made it to the NFC Championship game. We're destined for that again. Now we just need to get to the Super Bowl. You start from square one again. That can be daunting at times.
Yeah.
But I think the other thing that Rodgers really accepts and I think embraces is the opportunity to build a new identity with a new group of guys.
Yeah, you said the word daunting, and that was a word that came up in the conversation with Jordy Nelson at his locker after Thursday's practice, asked, you know, with the Packers having been to the NFC Championship game last year, it's a long road to get back there. You know, does it feel daunting or overwhelming to look at all the work that it's going to take? Nelson had a very interesting answer because he said he doesn't feel that way right now as training camp is starting. He felt that way walking off the Georgia Dome field in January because that's the moment that the opportunity is lost and you realize how much work went into getting to that point, how much work you have to put in to get back there. But when training camp starts, and this is what I consider a very smart and savvy veteran mindset, a veteran doesn't look at the big picture that way. It really is focusing on the task at hand that day, the one day at a time, the one week at a time, however you want to look at it. Because if you look at the big picture and you get focused too much on, okay, January, and getting that opportunity again, that opportunity won't come along because you won't have put in the work and the focus that's needed in order to get another shot.
Yeah, and it sounds so, as he said, it sounds cliche. I mean, that's something that a lot of people talk about, and it can be redundant, and sometimes people can be tone deaf to it. But it is important to listen to because it isn't something that's necessarily easy to do. I think you look at history of not only NFL but just sports in general, teams that maybe don't quite get to where they want to go, they can really stay hampered on that. I mean, they can stay focused in on that and have a hard time turning the next page. For Nelson, this offense, they realize what they did last year. They realize how special the team that is. But now, over these next couple weeks, they have to form a new identity. They have to form a new offensive strategy. And it really begins with just focusing in on that one practice because, as he said, if you look at the whole month, it's going to be a mighty long month. I mean, you have to be really conditioned to being able to practice and have that mentality that, okay, you did what you had to do today, now you get better for the next one.
Yeah, and if you go back to 2 years ago when the Packers were coming off of that other NFC Championship loss, the very tough one in Seattle, different circumstances, obviously, than the one in Atlanta. But you headed into training camp, and all of a sudden in that second preseason game, you lose Jordy Nelson right. for the season to an injury. Everything took on a different scope and a different look, yet the Packers started 6-0. Then they kind of hit the skids a little bit in the middle of the season. You just never know how this is going to play out, and that goes back to what Aaron Rodgers said at the very beginning, which is it's the time of the unknown right now.
It really is. And now the Packers have to figure out what the next step is going to be, and that's what these next 4 or 5 weeks are for.
All right. With that, we'll throw it to a break. Back with more on Packers Unscripted right after this. Welcome back to Packers Unscripted. Mike Spofford here, Wes Hodkowitz over there. And Wes, he's a player that we talked about a bit during the offseason program as he arrived as a free agent from the Super Bowl champion New England Patriots. I'm talking about tight end Martellus Bennett. We got a little bit of a taste of his personality. He's a different breed of cat. But we're getting an even bigger taste of that here as training camp opens. Starting with his arrival in Green Bay this past week, he shows up at roughly 3 a.m., can't get into the St. Norbert College dorms, and decides to sleep in the locker room before the 6 a.m. reporting time for medical physicals, and throws a little story on his social media accounts to let everybody know what's up. We haven't seen a player, a personality like this in Green Bay in quite some time.
Yeah, I mean, we had the Devon Hose story 2 months ago, him catching a ride overnight, but yeah, he went back home once he got when he got back to Green Bay.
Right, right.
Marty B, welcome to Marty World. I mean, this is what this guy's all about. His intentions were pure. I mean, he wanted to tuck his little girl away to bed. I mean, he lives in Chicago.
Right, right.
So he wanted to, you know, tuck her into bed. He drives up to Green Bay. Now, the thing was is the dorms were locked. He could have called somebody. He admitted that, but he didn't want to wake anybody up. It's 3 in the morning. Who wants a call from a teammate? Hey, let me in, you know? So 6 a.m. was the actual time where he needed to be in Green Bay for. Comes back to Lambeau Field, puts his little pillow up. He did joke a little bit in the locker room on Thursday. I shouldn't say joke, but he said, you know, he didn't really sleep that well. He tends to be kind of a Winnie the Pooh kind of like sleeper where he gets his sweatshirt on and just kind of does his thing. Couldn't really get comfortable.
Yeah.
Was a little bit tired during his first day back in Green Bay, but all things considered, is excited to be here. And as Aaron Rodgers talked a little bit about on Thursday, for all the, you know, kind of fun naturedness that he has, don't get that mistaken with him not being a very serious individual. He is prepared, he is ready, and the Packers are excited about him in this offense.
Yeah, I would have thought he'd go down the hall from the locker room to the players' lounge. They have some really nice lounge chairs in there. Maybe he was afraid if he went in there he'd have overslept because it would have been too comfortable, and then he would have been fined for missing reporting time at 6 a.m. or something like that. But no, he's having some fun out there. His meeting with the media on Thursday after practice, he's answering questions from Mike Daniels, posing as an NFL Network reporter, and Haha Clinton Dix is, you know, sticking his head up amongst the media's faces there to try to distract him. He puts on a cheese head, you know, just for the heck of it. But
and not only put on a cheese head, he wore it for the entire interview. He was up there for like 20 minutes talking to the media, and he kept it on the whole time. That takes dedication to do that.
But as you said, his dedication is to football and to what he can do for Aaron Rodgers and for this Packers offense. And you're right. Rodgers said, make no mistake about it. This is a prepared player. He has no concerns about Martellus Bennett's work ethic and all of that you questions that might arise just because of his sort of loose personality and whatnot. This is a guy who knows what it takes. He's played in a lot of different markets, a lot of different teams. Picking up a new system shouldn't be that big of an issue for him, and the Packers are really excited about what he might be able to bring to the table.
Yeah, and Rodgers had a really interesting comment, too, when he talked about dynamic personalities. They haven't had a dynamic personality like him in some years because it usually takes a veteran in order to be able to kind of have that. He pointed out Charles Woodson was one of those individuals. Johnny Jolly was one of those guys when he came back in 2013. Just those type of people that I think people sort of gravitate towards a little bit and can help you with a culture. They see that in Martellus Bennett. Aaron Rodgers sees that in him, and it's good to build that camaraderie. I think sometimes we can get so wrapped up in a player and his stats and his number and all these different things. There's a human being underneath that face mask. There's a guy that has a life outside of football, and he has such a good grasp of that, of what he wants to do when he's done playing football, the emphasis he puts on his daughter and his family, and just being who he is. And I think there's something that everybody can kind of learn from that. I certainly can. It's tough to find that balance sometimes, and it seems like that's something that he has mastered.
Yeah, and for all the little rumor that was circulating about how he might look into changing his number, he is sticking with number 80, apparently with jerseys and whatnot already being printed, and he's actually devoting proceeds from his jersey sales to to some charitable efforts that he's involved in around the country. But back to on the football field, Mike McCarthy even alluded to it in his news conference the other day, that a guy like Martellus Bennett gives them sort of that an option they haven't had in a while here, which is having that number one tight end potentially be kind of your classic old school lineup next to the offensive tackle and pave the way for the running back. I think the Packers are going to try to use Martellus Bennett and Lance Kendricks, for that matter, to get defenses to respect that new running game with Ty Montgomery and the rookies a little bit more.
Yeah, and you're going to have two guys coming in there that can do multiple things in this offense when you look at Kendricks and you look at Bennett. You also have Richard Rodgers coming back. This is the deepest they've been, at least during my time on the beat, and I think when Mike McCarthy looks at that and the way that the NFL is heading at that position, the Packers really like where they stand at that position going into 2017.
Yeah, I would agree with you with that, Wes. We're going to go to another break. Back with more on Packers Unscripted right after this. Welcome back to Packers Unscripted. Mike Spofford alongside Wes Hodkowitz. And Wes, we found out a medical update at the start of training camp. Two players for the Packers beginning training camp on the physically unable to perform list, also known as the PUP list. Rookie linebacker Vince Beagle, fourth round draft pick out of Wisconsin, had offseason foot surgery. And then cornerback Dimitri Goodson, tore his ACL last November,
yep,
I believe
Washington.
It was. So he's beginning the season on PUP as well. You spoke with Beagle briefly in the locker room after Thursday's practice, and you know, as frustrating as it may be to not be starting on time, optimistic about his recovery at this point and where things are headed.
Yeah, and Mike McCarthy, you wrote about this on Packers.com, Mike McCarthy even saying after he mentioned that Beagle was going to go on the PUP list that, you know, probably still a couple weeks out. Beagle wouldn't talk about time frames or timetables. He isn't sure. The biggest thing for him is, you know, really coming out of the rookie orientation camp back in May, just really wasn't feeling right. Now, that is an injury. He's kind of, that foot is something he's had issues with before. Got it checked out. They made the decision along with the team doctors that it would be the best course of action for him to get it taken care of. So, yep, he's still out right now. But I think the hope is this, as he said, he looks at it as kind of an investment, not only in this season, but in his NFL career. He thinks this is something, it's not going to be, you know, it's an anomaly. It's not going to be something that's going to dog him going forward. He just wants to get it cleaned up, taken care of, and proceed on. But certainly, I mean, he's one of the most exciting draft picks the Packers had. You and I have seen all the way that Packer fans have reacted to him.
Oh, yeah.
Even going back to the shareholders meeting when, you know, Ted Thompson brought up the name Vince Beagle, the ovation he got.
Might have been the loudest cheer of the entire shareholders meeting.
Him and Aaron Rodgers.
Mentioning that name, yeah.
So there's a lot of excitement for him, and it is obviously a position that the Packers don't have as much depth at after they lost Julius Peppers this offseason. So he's a young man. He has a lot of potential, and we'll have to see exactly when he's back out there.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on that as training camp unfolds. Some good news on the injury front as far as that PUP list. There was some trepidation or expectation or speculation, I guess you might say, that Corey Linsley, the starting center, might end up beginning training camp on PUP because he missed the entire offseason program recovering from ankle surgery. But Linsley was medically cleared. He was out there for the first practice, right there with the number one offensive line where he ended last season. And that's good news, particularly with him working next to a brand new right guard in Jari Evans, the free agent coming in. Now, both of those guys are veterans. Certainly Evans been around the league plenty, so not that it's a huge adjustment to have a new guy next to you, but when you don't get any of those reps in the spring side by side, the fact that Lindsley's out there on day one, that's a positive for this Packers offense.
Yeah, no question, Mike. And you had a chance to talk with him a little bit about this. But I think the big thing for Lindsley, he rolls with the punches. He'll go with whatever happens. Last year, he missed the first half of the season with that hamstring injury. He pops right back in there and starts, what, the last 9 regular season games, played great. Go back to 2014 when there was the injury to J.C. Treader. He ends up starting the first game of the season and doesn't look back. But also at the same time, don't lose sight of the fact that the offseason reps are important. And even though he did miss the entire offseason program, the goal was for him to get back out there during training camp, be able to develop that rapport with Jari Evans, now his new right guard, be able to get that comfort level back and just get those reps that you need this time of the year going into a regular season. So also from the Packers' perspective, very positive because, you know, that is something where this offensive line, he's the axis. He's the guy that is really at the corner, the core of this thing. And I think a lot of people, when you talk to that group of how he leads the charge there, he's one of the guys that they're going to be turning to, especially early in the season.
Yeah, a player that that everyone on offense has plenty of confidence in. Certainly Aaron Rodgers does as well. And let's face it, a big year for Corey Linsley as he's in the final year of his rookie contract, just like Davante Adams, that wide receiver, guys who are looking to, you know, have that big season to set themselves up for their future. So a lot to look forward to for them. But we're going to throw it to another break. Back with more on Packers Unscripted right after this. Welcome back to Packers Unscripted. Mike Spofford next to Wes Hodkowitz. Wes, final segment here. Running back Ty Montgomery, a player who will have a lot of eyes on him throughout this training camp, throughout the preseason, and certainly into the regular season as the number one running back. First time he's starting a season as a running back in the NFL and as the Packers' number one running back. You chatted with him briefly after the opening practice of camp on Thursday and found out a little bit about some other running backs that he worked out with in the offseason that Wisconsin sports fans are rather familiar with.
Yeah, definitely. He actually has a relationship with Melvin Gordon III from the San Diego Chargers, obviously the great running back for the Badgers for a number of years. They actually have the same agent, which I wasn't aware of. So
okay. He's
been working out with him for the last few years. But this particular offseason actually got introduced to Adrian Peterson. It was the first time he'd ever met him, had a chance to work out with him a little bit. And, you know, one of the things I did ask Ty about was just, you know, exactly what that experience was like. And he did say it was pretty enlightening, you know, because he heard the stories about, okay, Adrian Peterson, he's one of the all-time greats, you know, former MVP, and he has that nickname all day. And he never really quite understood exactly what that meant. Well, and he said after working out with him, just seeing how hard he goes, what he puts into it, it became very clear, you know, why he has that moniker. And from Montgomery's perspective, that's really a huge experience because we're talking about a young man that 12 months ago was still a receiver. The idea was starting to get implanted in the Packers coaches' brains of having him as a running back, but he was still a receiver at this time a year ago, and now he's the Packers' starting running back. He took it on himself this offseason to make sure that he put himself in a position that he's going to be able to live up to that and be able to really execute on the opportunity. He's worked with specialists. He's worked with coaches. He obviously has that experience training with Gordon and Peterson, and now that he's back in Green Bay, he wants to put that all to work and show that, you know, he can be a number one bona fide every down running back in this league.
Yeah, you talk about a guy who didn't take his late season success in 2016, I guess you would call it, didn't take it for granted by any means. We saw what Ty Montgomery could do, you know, big game with a couple rushing touchdowns in Dallas in the playoffs, late in the season in Chicago, had that big game in the cold weather running the ball at Soldier Field. But boy, he really attacked the offseason. And he doesn't necessarily, you know, come right out and say it in any kind of a defiant way, but he does come across as a guy who's out to prove to people who are doubting him and questioning, well, is this guy really an NFL running back? He's out to prove that he is.
Yeah, he certainly is, Mike. And it is interesting why that narrative is there. He understands why, because he hasn't had 200 carries in a year. He hasn't been able to be an 800, 900,000 yard rusher yet to this point.
Sure.
But at the same time, he goes, I mean, he's 220 some pounds at this point. He's not watching his weight anymore like he was as a receiver. He's just trying to be the best running back he can be at this point. And I think you have to let him show that he can do that. So he understands. He has to be out there. He has to be durable. He has to be available. But I think the feeling is with Ty Montgomery, especially with this young group of running backs, he's going to have every opportunity to do that and really show the Packers that they made the right call and how they approached this past offseason.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see as we get into the preseason, you know, how much Montgomery carries the ball in the preseason games, you know, when, you know, he really feels like he's in sync. We talked before about how really it's almost even more the reps in practice more so than in those preseason games in terms of reading defenses and whatnot that will really matter. But there will be a lot of eyes on this guy. The spotlight has been on him since he kind of made that transition right to running back through the midway point of last season, and that spotlight hasn't left him. So far, he's handled it pretty well.
And that spotlight gets even brighter on Saturday when they put the pads on for the first time.
When the pads go on in practice. All right, with that, we'll sign off on Packers Unscripted. Be sure to follow all of our coverage of the team on Packers.com. On Twitter, you can find him at Wes Hodd. I'm at Mike Spofford, at Packers for the team account. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We will see you next time.